Hi everyone, Gene Nichols with you here for another edition of Community Roundup, coming to you from the K News Studios here at Alpha Media, and so happy to have you along for the ride. We're with you every Sunday, you know, on six of our sister stations here at Alpha Media, and today we're reaching just a little beyond the Coachella Valley, heading west, if you would, a little cooler out there, but the work that has to be done out there is the same as the work that's done here in the desert, and some of that work is being done by an organization called Carol's Kitchen, based out of Calamesa. They have six kitchens between Banning, Beaumont, and Cabazon, lots of volunteers, serving up 1,000 hot meals per week, taking care of those folks in the community who need that kind of help. And one of those volunteers, who's also a member of the board of directors of Carol's Kitchen, is Ann Blair. She joins us today. Ann, great to have you here. Welcome.
Oh, thank you for having us, Gene.
Great to have you here. Carol's Kitchen's been around some 20 years or so. You're a relative newcomer. You've been with the organization for about 2.5 years. Tell us a little bit about the mission that you got involved with when you joined up.
Well, Carol's Kitchen, as you say, has been around almost 20 years now, and our mission is to feed the hungry, no matter what their race, religion, economic status, whatever. We don't ask any questions. We just feed the people, and after we've fed them a hot meal, we give them some groceries and some clothing if they need it, and they're on their way. We have no lists. We don't ask any questions. We just feed those who are hungry.
We should make note of the fact that Carol's Kitchen is aptly named, and it was actually started by Jim and Arlene Reagan back in April of 1998, and that name, Carol, was the name of their daughter, Carol, who was a brilliant young woman, graduated from USC, but was killed by a drunk driver in 1996, and so a couple of years later, Jim and Arlene started Carol's Kitchen, and it has really grown, and the sad thing about it is the work that it has to do also continues to grow, because in Riverside County, almost one out of every five people, Ann, live in poverty.
That's correct. Yes, they do. And we have people who come who are homeless. We also have people who are elderly and looking for company and need that extra meal to make their food budget meet. And we offer a welcoming, safe place for them to gather and meet, and they really enjoy it.
Carol's Kitchen is a registered 501c3 nonprofit organization, and as a result, certainly donations are always welcome. In just a moment, we're going to get some information from Ann about how you can contact her or anyone else at Carol's Kitchen, and we'll also talk about the 20th anniversary gala benefit that's coming up in just about a month on Saturday, October 20th. Ann, you're a volunteer there, and without the volunteers, work like this just doesn't get done, does it?
No, it sure doesn't. And we are always in need of volunteers. We have kitchens in Beaumont, Banning, and Cabazon, and each kitchen would welcome volunteers anytime. We work from 8:30 to about 1:30. You have your choice of days that you could come out and work at one of the kitchens, and we would love to have anyone come out and join us.
What do they do if they're interested in becoming a volunteer in that capacity? Who can they contact?
They can either contact us through our website, which is www.carolskitcheninc.org, or they can call me. My number is 909-620-7720.
On Saturday, October 20th, a big day, a 20th anniversary gala benefit. It's at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. How do people get tickets for that, and where is it all going to be happening?
Well, let me tell you a little bit about it. We decided that we wanted to celebrate our 20th anniversary. And of course, we wanted to increase our awareness throughout the Coachella Valley because we've really kind of run under the radar. So we wanted to get our name out there. We wanted to celebrate our 20th year anniversary, and of course, we wanted to raise funds. So we decided to throw a big party, and it's going to be so much fun. As you say, it's going to be on October 20th at 5 p.m. in the Morongo Casino Grand Ballroom. We're going to have a cocktail hour with hors d'oeuvres and a silent auction prior to going into the ballroom, and then we'll have a lovely three-course meal. And we're going to give Arlene Reagan, Jim has sadly passed away, we're going to honor Arlene Reagan, and we're also going to honor our county supervisor, Marion Ashley, who has supported us over 20 years, and he is retiring. So we're going to have a short program there, and then we're going to have some really fun entertainment. We have a comedian, her name is Sunda Kronquist. She is a black Swedish Jewish comedian, and she has a lot of things to talk about her life, which are really hysterical. She's very diversified, let's put
wow.
it that way.
Oh my gosh.
And then we're going to have the band that was voted the number one cover band in the Coachella Valley called Shaken Not Stirred, and they are going to perform the rest of the evening. So it's going to be dancing, entertainment, fun, good dinner, and a really good spirit. So we hope everyone will go to our website at carolskitcheninc.org and order tickets and come and join us for a fun evening.
All right. How much are tickets?
They are $150 each, and that includes everything.
Everything. Silent auction is there, so you can bid on some wonderful things that have been donated by people in the community. And oftentimes, those are some grandiose prizes, or might be a fine piece of artwork, or perhaps a stay at a local resort somewhere. Dinner, right. Music, entertainment, cocktail hour, all of it to benefit the wonderful work that they're doing over there at Carol's Kitchen, based out of Cala Mesa, serving the Pass area, Cabazon, Beaumont, Banning, and Cala Mesa. When we think of points west of the Coachella Valley, we don't often think of people that might be living in poverty, but no matter where we turn, even here in the Coachella Valley, a resort area, people think of this place as full of rich people, and we do have a lot of wealthy individuals, but we have a lot of people who are on the opposite end of the spectrum as well, and so the need, Anne, continues no matter where we live, isn't it?
Yes, it certainly is. And going out and talking to people regarding this benefit, I've learned that there are so many organizations out there who are in need. And I know we're just one of them, but we really do serve a need in this community, and we hope everyone will appreciate that.
Carol's Kitchen, Inc., that's INC.org, or call my guest, Ann Blair, at 909-620-7720. If you want to get involved, get tickets for the 20th anniversary gala benefit to benefit Carol's Kitchen. That is basically a soup kitchen or a food service kitchen that serves people who are down and out and in need in the Pass area. Their event, Saturday, October 20th, 5 in the afternoon at the beautiful Grand Ballroom at the Morongo Casino Resort and Spa there in Cabazon. So, Anne, in addition to people buying tickets to attend the gala fundraiser on the 20th of October, you folks at Carol's Kitchen are also looking for sponsors to step up and give additional levels of support.
That's correct. We have several different levels of support, many ways in which you can help us. You can become a sponsor, and we have 5 different levels of sponsorship. You could buy a table. You could donate an item for our silent auction, even place an ad in our program. To become a sponsor, it starts at $2,000 and goes up to $5,000, but we will welcome any donation.
And if somebody has an extra $50,000 that they don't mind parting with and they don't need for tomorrow's lunch, they can donate that as well. And I'm certain that there are people out there who are capable of doing that, and we're certainly eager for them to step up and do so if they can.
That would be wonderful. You can go to our website. There's a pop-up form that comes up, and you just click on that, and it will tell you everything you need to know about donating or purchasing tickets.
Anne, thanks so much for the work that you do and for leading all of your volunteers and volunteering with us to come and do our interview. We're hoping to get the word out for you and let folks know that the need exists just west of the Coachella Valley as well, and everyone can pitch in and make things a little bit brighter for those in need.
Well, thank you very much for having us, Gene.
Great to have you with us. Continued success, and hopefully Carol's Kitchen will be going another 20 years. We'd prefer, indeed, that we didn't have to have this type of organization for another 20 years, but I guess we're probably all wise enough to know that as long as the need is there, there'll be fine people stepping up and providing that service. And again, thank you for all you do.
Thank you very much.
Great to have you with us. I'm Gene Nichols. This is Community Roundup.